What?
Welcome to Not So Anonymous.
The longer you went on with that, the more insane it got.
And his girlfriend, like, looks at me because she's there, too. She's like, man, you're fucked up, man.
I'm just worried about surviving at this point.
I know there's a beast or there's a monster that you for that hardcore broke.
This is the meeting after the meeting.
My name is Dylan, and I am a drug addict.
I'm Donnie, crackhead from Backwoods, Ohio.
I'm Goomer, recovering addict.
And I'm Jordan, a severe alcoholic from the streets of Seattle.
Welcome to Not So Anonymous, where we have the great debate going, the great question going.
Is it a debate? Does somebody actually do that?
Don't I don't know.
It. Don't drop it.
No, dude. No,
no, don't drop it.
No, yeah. That is no.
Oscar De La Hoya files, ladies and gentlemen, that will be stashed away. Instead, we'll talk about something far more exciting. Meditation. Jordan's favorite this step is, as he does.
Anyone listening, get ready. This is going to be a guided meditation now.
Yeah, buckle your seatbelts.
If you're driving, please pull over.
Donnie's got some outrageous guided meditation plan for us. Continuing our conversation on the 12 steps, we are on step 11. And step 11 is, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Conscious contact with God. Is that something you guys ever thought about before you got clean? Is that ever like a thought?
Fuck no.
Conscious contact God. Three words I had no clue.
I was never very conscious.
I was never conscious.
And if it's fucked up, man.
All right. Well, contact with God. No, absolutely none. I think the drugs, dude, just completely disconnected me from any kind of contact with God at all.
Shrooms got me pretty up there.
Shrooms?
Shrooms did the job.
Did you ever have a moment where you're on psychedelics and you're like, dude, I know.
Bad,
I now see it.
I always died on that shit, bro.
You died on your trips?
I went to heaven.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was in heaven, and I left the fucking party, got undressed in the fucking parked car that I thought was mine, and then walked like 7 to 8 miles home.
You got undressed?
Yeah.
Were you naked?
Yeah.
Completely naked walking home?
I was. No, not walking home, in the car. No. And somehow I put on my pants and then carried my boxes in my hand the whole way.
What? Why did that happen? Why did you?
I don't know.
Feel
I always died. I always died. I always,
but in order to be reborn, you had to reclothe.
Fuck, I don't know, man. It's tripping balls.
I know, but I'm just trying to figure out the correlation in your mind at the time.
Don't know, man. Anyways, but yeah,
I relate every time.
I can relate.
Jordan
just uninterested over there. He's not even looking at
I know, he's fidget spinner.
Fidget spinner looking away.
My bad.
Nowhere near the microphone.
I was listening. The mushrooms, bro. I would always have a bad trip, dude. I couldn't control it. Like, I would think my whole family died, or I think I was stuck in it forever. And I was never gonna be able to get out. Like, I had all these crazy worries and anxieties when I was on a mushroom trip. But I can, like, the whole acid trip that I had.
Which
like,
one?
Yeah.
Not the one I talked about.
The 3-day one.
The 3-day one.
Not the marathon. That just
bad.
The sprint.
just like some other just hits of like normal acid.
Yeah. Normal. Hits of normal acid.
That literally, I mean, it opened my eyes up to like a whole nother connection with the world as like everything as a whole. And, you know, that's why I still debate the whole.
Yeah, we do not encourage drug use.
No, we don't. But, like,
but if you are gonna use,
I think that route is like a false connection, I guess, compared to like a genuine connection with a higher power.
I just like how Goomer dropped that. You're like, man, I got a lot out of your share there, man.
Walking home, naked,
dying.
Been there.
Oh shit.
All right.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Fuck, dude. All right. Our own spiritual path. So again, we are reading out of the Narcotics Anonymous 12-step working guide. Some of the highlighted reading we have here. Our own spiritual path. The 11th step allows us the opportunity to find our own spiritual path or further refine our path if we've already embarked on one. The steps we take toward finding or refining our path and the way we walk down it will depend to a large degree on the culture in which we live. previous experiences with spirituality and what best suits our personal nature. Exploring our spirituality in the 11th step is a wonderful and illuminating experience. We will be exposed to many new ideas and will find that many of these new ideas come directly from our own knowledge of spiritual matters. We find that our insight has grown along with our capacity to comprehend new information about ourselves and our world. Spiritual exploration is wide open, and we will learn and find personal truths both in our concentrated efforts to understand more and in the most mundane details of our life. Each specific experience with working the steps provided us with clues about the nature of our higher power. And a couple of the questions that we have highlighted here is, what experiences have I had with the previous steps or elsewhere in life that gave me some inkling of what my higher power is like? And what did I come to understand about my higher power from those experiences? Goomer, let's kick it off with you.
Goomer.
And then the second question that you highlighted here too, if you want to group them or however you want to answer this, is, how has my understanding of a higher power changed since coming into the fellowship?
But. Nice rewarding. Fuck, bro. I don't know. It's been a journey. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Going through this book, dude, there's like, that's just bits and pieces of it, you know? And
yeah.
I was trying to like go skim through it, not skim through it, but kind of connect it all together, because it goes
like
far out. It's pretty deep. And I don't know, my higher power, like early on was, and it still is, like the wind, like that has just so much meaning to like my story, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just, I guess I'm just struggling to see, like, I guess, to speak on how deep do I want to go on this. You know what I mean? Just off the top of my head, like, I just like the part where it's just my own understanding of my own higher power, right? Like, it made sense to me in that connection and building that relationship.
Yeah. Okay. So the wind. So I know the wind is a big part of your story, especially, you know, when you're in rehab and your mom praying for you and all that stuff. Would you say has it evolved at all, or has it changed at all? Has it just become stronger? I mean, are we legitimately saying, like, are you, the wind is your higher power, or is that an extension of your higher power now today more so?
Well, to improve, like, the conscience, how do you say that word? Conscience contact.
Conscious contact.
Yeah. So, like, that just, because it's like when I didn't know what that meant early on, you know? So it's just like, well, what the fuck does that mean? How do you do that? This and that. So,
right.
Something that I've struggled with is like, oh, you know, seeing is believing type of thing. So if you don't have faith or seeing this stuff, and I had a lot of questions like in religion and stuff like that, and
yeah.
I was like really confused with all that stuff. So that was just something that I felt, you know, and I grasped that idea like off the Bible, you know, it says like God, you know, blew life into a man, and that's what gave him life, sort of. So right, not really quoting it right, but something like that. And I just kind of carried on that, but it's just an extension now.
Okay.
And it's a reminder constantly, like there's moments where I just feel it and it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Mm. What about you, Donnie? How has your understanding of your higher power changed since getting clean, coming to the program?
Oh man, what? I think like the power of the wind. Like, sorry, it's fucking crazy,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I don't know if you've heard or seen all the like them tornadoes and shit.
Oh yeah,
they like recently just wiped out like
a lot
all
of stuff.
This crazy. Like yeah. The power of the wind is like, I can't even explain it, bro. Like, it's fucking insane, dude. For a wind tunnel just to whip through the world and just destroy everything in its path.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I just like. Watching a video of a tornado, dude, is like, whoa. Like, yeah, that is mind-blowing to me, bro.
You ever seen that movie? You ever seen?
Acknowledged.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, just the wreckage. That
have you ever seen
behind.
A volcano, man?
It's nuts, bro.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just waiting for it.
I don't know. Like, the wind is powerful, bro. And I can
are you
see
on
that.
Mushrooms right now? Have you consumed any psychedelics?
It's like the earth breathing at us, bro.
All right.
I was Wim Hofing, dude. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, it sounded like it. Oh boy.
But God yes, bless us. No, I have, Donnie. Yeah.
Shut up, Jordan.
Why are you getting your point? You're gonna make it
anyways,
your point.
My conscious contact has definitely evolved. I can remember, like, I came in, right? My first time getting sober, I was forced into it because, like, I didn't want to get felonies, whatever. I'm in that treatment center for the first time. I didn't want to be there, really, you know, yeah. But I did this yoga meditation class in the treatment center. And that was literally, like, my first spiritual experience of, like, holy shit. Like, God is definitely real. And, like, it was just this overwhelming feeling that I, like, never felt before. Yeah. And from that moment on, that's, like, was my first, I guess, contact with, like, something higher than myself. And I'll never forget that moment because it, like, brought, like, so much light to me and, like, some joy. And before that, I had no contact at all with any higher power than me. I believe in, like, myself. I believe in science. I believe in evolution and all that.
Right.
But, like, from that point, and then I went back out twice after that. But, like, throughout that time, I still had that experience, even though I took my will back and I drifted away from that, like, contact.
Yeah.
And then coming in this time, I've really, after working through the steps, as it talks about, like, you know, 1 through 9,
mm-hmm.
I've had multiple ones of those spiritual experiences and awakenings. And my contact, my conscious contact, has evolved and grew stronger from all the proof and the experiences that I've lived. And I'm able to understand more of what this is. And I see it in other people as well.
Yeah.
Now. So, like, it's just, it's, I guess it's grown a lot stronger and definitely evolved. And it takes practice.
For sure.
No, it takes work. Like, this shit just doesn't, you don't just wake up and be like, yep, my conscious contact's good today. Like, no, it doesn't work
solid
like that.
Contact today.
I woke up, opened my eyes, and made contact. We're good.
Right.
Like, this takes time and effort.
Definitely.
So, yeah, it's definitely evolved.
That's awesome, man. So, it's kind of carry on with this reading right here. And, Jordan, I want to bring you in for this next part, too. If in recovery, we begin to see how we can use our religion as a personal spiritual path. This is the point at which we embark on one of the most important journeys in our life, the search for a way to understand a higher power. And some of the questions here, do I have a specific spiritual path? What are the differences between religion and spirituality? What have I done to explore my own spirituality? I know you were kind of raised in the church, I guess, right? You could say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So I still attend church. I'm not the biggest fan of religion personally. I'm much bigger on spirituality. Do you have anything on those questions?
I mean, I don't know, man. I'm still trying to figure this whole thing out. And, like, which I think in itself, you know, is an impossible feat to try to understand your higher power in any way, shape, or form. I think anyone that tells you that they understand their higher power is lying. Because we don't. And that's difficult for me in my mind to grasp. But that being said, I do have, you know, things that I think, my beliefs and my higher power that I like to think for the best that it's working out for me and doing things like that. But there's a big difference. There's definitely a huge difference between religion and spirituality. And I find that the spirituality in the rooms, like, even though I have a hard time, like, rationalizing and you know, trying to figure it out, I find that the spirituality in the rooms is way more genuine than if you go to any religious place.
Place.
I was trying to think of a better word. But because it is a bunch of people that have been through some shit just trying to make sense of the world and trying to find something worth living in their life and trying to find something that makes sense to them. Mm-hmm. And no one is trying to force their version of what they believe on you. So in a way, I find it so much more accepting and so much more willing for so much easier for people to grasp on, because we're like, it can be anything, you know. Mm-hmm. You just got to try to believe in something. And I find that way and that spirituality way more welcoming and Right. Well, yeah, I don't know. That's inclusive. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, I think it is a vital part of staying clean is finding that higher power, that thing to hold on to, that's something that you can focus on and meditate on and pray to if anything, just to get you out of yourself.
For sure, man. And what, so one of the questions here is too, is what have I done to explore my own spirituality? Any of you guys do whatever, I mean, whatever paths, is there anything in particular that you guys do or that you've done that has kind of brought you closer to maybe, and I agree with you, Jordan, I will never fully understand God, anything like that. But is there anything that maybe brought you closer to understanding like characteristics or maybe the difference between my will, God's will type stuff?
I don't know. I guess I'm stuck on that understanding part. Like, how do you, at least for my journey, like, I understand the lessons and I hear him now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No?
Right? Yeah, I think it does.
So I understand the relationship.
I think that's part of the conscious contact with God. It's like, yeah,
like, I understand the relationship that I have with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I guess hearing that, like, right now, it's like, I've always thought that that's what it meant. Like, I understand, like, God itself, himself, herself, or whatever you want to call him, but I guess I understand my higher power. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
Like my relationship. I don't know. That's just something I was fucking thinking about right now. Anyway, what was the question?
What have we done to explore our own spirituality essentially?
I've tried religious groups, church, meditation, different forms of meditation, prayer. And Google, man. Fucking Google shit out of that.
Find spirituality through Google. That's awesome.
I just Googled it.
Fucking YouTube.
Gave me all the answers. Same here, man. Guided meditations, service work, mission trips. Yeah, dude. Hiking, like nature, connecting with nature. It's like a huge different, you know, a different way that I've explored spirituality. But I think the different guided meditations, man, all different. Cause there's like, once you really dive into like the like meditations and all the varieties of it,
yeah,
it's like deep shit, dude. You could get into like a lot with meditation in itself, and then also attaching it to like different breathing techniques that a lot of people, a lot of different like masters at it have done.
Yeah,
and like the benefits from it are insane.
Did you start with guided meditation originally?
Yeah,
same here.
Yeah, I couldn't. I can remember the first couple of times I went to back when our meeting hall that we all met at, like the first meditation meeting that I ever went to. It's only like a 5-minute meditation. And I was just, and it had carpet on the floor then. And they would tell you, they're like, you know,
Goomer knows.
Yeah. they were like, and this is weird, right? They were like, oh yeah, you know, feel, you could lay down, sit in a chair, sit on the ground, whatever, however you feel comfortable, you do that. And I'm like, these people like get up and they like lay on the ground and shit, like on the floor. And I'm like, what the fuck are these people doing, bro? Like sit in your fucking chair and meditate or something, you know? Like
you're making me feel uncomfortable.
They made me feel uncomfortable because they were getting comfortable and they were working on their conscious contact. And I'm like, dude, what is going on here? And my thoughts were so crazy in the beginning. Like my mind was still just, overwhelmed like with everything that I couldn't sit still in silence without feeling extremely uncomfortable for 30 seconds, like a minute, 2 minutes. And now I can fucking meditate for like an hour, 2 hours. I'm
sleeping
cool.
Sleeping doesn't count, Donnie.
Not sleeping, bro.
Oh, meditating.
Just out there sunbathing and shit.
If I happen to fall asleep.
I know, Donnie. That is a nap.
That shit's hard, man.
It is. But that's
in the beginning.
That's in the beginning. It's really hard to meditate. So I needed that like guided meditation. And it, like I said, it takes practice. But the guided meditations have helped me to disconnect from my thoughts and be able to watch them just fly by and not attach to them. Because for the longest time, I would attach every thought that came across. I either thought that it was me, it defined me, and that's who I was. And it wasn't until I like was through a guided meditation, they was like, the thoughts are not you. Like you can disconnect from them.
Yeah.
And when I was able to do that, it's like a lot of different breakthroughs. I've had so many different breakthroughs in meditations. Like
totally.
Especially like the meditations and the visualizations that I did, like going through the business coaching stuff that I've done.
Like that has been super fucking beneficial for me in my program, in every aspect of my life. And I don't know. Someone broke it down like the meditation, right? Is my mind is always being stimulated, and it's the center of my mind is all the stored fears, worries, past traumas, past events, all this stuff is stored in the center of my brain. And when something happens in the world, an event, a situation, I interact with people, places, things, my brain makes a decision based on all that stuff that's stored in my mind. So what the science has proved this, like, because my left side, my right side are the ones making the decisions, but it's based off of what's happening in all the past stuff in the center of my brain. So through meditation, that's what calms that all that down and disconnects the left side and the right side of your brain from all those thoughts, fears, anxieties, worries, traumas, all those experiences. So that when that event situation happens, meditation helps the reaction time between the event and your reaction, like the stimulation, whatever happens. And then by the time you react, like that gap in time, that's what meditation helps you. So you don't just automatically react to things. It calms your brain down. It slows it down. So you're able to make logical decisions instead of making decisions based on your emotions and your feelings, which are stemmed from all that shit that connects to the amygdala, which is your fear based part of your brain. That makes sense.
Yeah. I know. It's like, I can't tell if he's dropping a fucking like medical exam on us or like some sidekick
fact check.
Like I needed to
Google
know.
That shit
I
right
needed
now.
Google it, bro. Yeah, spirituality coming up.
I needed to. I watched a lot of videos on because I needed to know like why is meditation? Why does it work? Like in our brain, what does science say? Why does this work?
That makes a lot of sense because that's what I got out of meditation without, you know, I guess knowing the facts. Like early on, like you said, like those short meditation meetings, like 5 minutes was like fucking insane. And why the minute I close my eyes, I'm already off to the races with all these crazy thoughts. Like, oh, is this going to last forever? Fucking, what am I going to eat? Like, oh, who's moving in their fucking chair? And I couldn't detach from that. Like thoughts are just thoughts. And I thought I was my thoughts, you know, like all these crazy thoughts. And I never had like pretty thoughts early on, dude. So that's why I was like really quiet, kept all my shit to myself. Cause I thought I was the only one fucking thinking all this crazy shit. But like, I think like there's a period in my recovery where I just focused on meditation meetings. Cause I just wanted to get good at it. And I was like meditating one day and I was like, holy shit, bro. Like, this is the way I find out how spiritually fit I am and how impulsive and how active my disease is in my brain right now. And how far away am I from a fucking relapse, you know what I mean? Like in my triggers, like that I was working with triggers for a minute and I was heading meditation meetings. So then I would sit there and close my eyes and just focus on my thoughts and like join my thoughts but be in the back seat, you know what I mean? So I would sit there and like I would join them and see like, oh shit, like where's this fucking, let's hop in this roller coaster of thoughts and I'm just gonna sit back and watch like where this fucking thought goes. And I would go and it would always lead me to using. And it wasn't like necessarily start off there, but it would always lead me to fucking like a drink or a drug or some fucked up shit, dude. So I started like, I guess like you said, like pumping the brakes on my triggers and impulsive. Like when they say stop, when agitated and shit like that. That shit's fucking hard as fuck in the beginning. At least for me, man. Now it's like those are part of the promises, right? It says like we would intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us. Like a lot of that shit has come true, man. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't react. My reaction time to things is like not as bad as it used to be. But there is certain shit that triggers me to just be like, boom, without, I can't separate, like you're talking about that time gap to like sit there and think and process shit. Like certain shit just boom. Those are like, I guess, indicators of things that I still need to grow, work on my spirituality and shit like that. So I don't know. I'm big on meditation, man. That shit's deep what you said, because that's been my experience with diving into that aspect of, I guess, the program.
I think it's a good way to rewire the brain. Like you said, you would watch your thought right run and it would always end up back at addiction or drinking or using a drug. Like that's the neuropath, like the pathways that are connected in our brain from all the experiences of like,
I do this and I end up here. I do this and I end up here. Our mind was like literally trained to do that.
It's crazy.
And it's being able to separate it, bro, and then create new pathways in our mind. That's where real, like that. That's when the growth meditation happens. Like
that's first insane. You can feel that. I don't know if you remember this. I called you one time. Like, I mean, we're always on the phone, but I remember this specific conversation where I was like, Donnie, I think I'm like, we're like deep on rewiring and reprogramming our thinking. And like, I was talking to you, I was like, dude, do you feel those fucking like circuits and wave shit tingling in your head when you make like the opposite direction? Yeah. Like, I could feel it. And you're like, holy shit, dude, now that I think about it. So I like, then I started applying that shit in my head, bro. Instead of like being on like autopilot and like just with my thoughts constantly, like really fucking pulling that e-brake and going a different direction. And even if it, like, I started off simple, man, like instead of like going down this crazy thought, and I would like, before like I would get to like the worst part of that thought, I would try to like pull the e-brake on it, and that would be something simple like, oh, I'm gonna win $1 million, let's win the like money or some shit like that. But like reworking that shit to a positive, or everything's gonna be okay, or like get away from stress and worry, or like fucking, because I always think of the worst of every fucking situation. But anyways, going back to that phone call, like I remember like calling you, dude, and it's like, holy shit, bro, like you can actually feel your brain getting rewired. Like it was crazy, like some tingling ass feelings and shit in your skull, man. I don't know.
Sounds like Jordan's war story.
That's literally what I was thinking. I was like, the only time I felt that was when I was going through alcohol withdrawals.
I don't know. I'm tripping, bro. Dude. I remember meetings after the meetings. I was like, holy shit, bro. Like,
you're just sitting there.
Are you supposed to feel this, dude? Like, are you supposed to see this stuff, man? And, dude, it's crazy.
Damn. Fuck. Meditation.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say
something. I do. I have like a lot more on it, man. Like, dude, even recently, like I did a manifestation meditation
with masturbation.
Masturbation.
no masturbation.
I think masturbation is both manifestation and meditation.
That's a good point. Never thought about it like that. That shit works. Now that I think about it. Now that
instant gratification meditation.
You just fucked up everything.
Jordan, do you meditate, bro? Yeah.
Twice a day. I subscribe to meditation. Meditation premium.
MeditationHub.com.
Oh, man. I think we got something there.
Donnie.
Usually wake up ready to meditate, you know?
Oh, shit. No, this guided manifestation. Meditation.
Yeah, that's a tough transition. It out is. Of that one.
It is. It literally had me out like an out of fucking body experience. It was like an hour long guided meditation, and this is like a lot of views on this meditation on YouTube, and this shit had me literally in space, like with all my desires, like my strongest desire or dream that I want in life, and. It had me in space, like with this thing, like in a box, and like we opened up the box, and like you melt into the desire and like spread it instead of holding it inside, and you literally spread it like in. This thing had me in space, like it was a deep fucking meditation. Like
you're in a different planet.
I was seriously, I felt like I was out of body, in a different, a different world, bro. And then literally they bring you back from space down, like. Back through the roof of your house, like into where you're at and back into your body. But through that, I had like multiple breakthroughs of a lot of different shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. And
sorry, man. Go.
No, dude, it was just amazing, dude. Like I don't put one thing with meditation is I had some really good ones right in those classes. And after that, I would always put an expectation on my meditation. Like I want to get this out of it. I want to get something out of it. And I would try to like control it.
Mm-hmm.
And once I like someone kind of brought that to my attention, or I learned about it. And then I wasn't trying to put any expectation on it. I was just letting it be. I wasn't timing it anymore. Cause like when I put a timer on my meditation, then I feel like I have to reach this thing or this destination before my time runs out. And maybe I don't really get the full benefits of this meditation that I'm actively going into.
Yeah, but real fast too. I mean, so I actually recently started med- so I was when I'm doing my best, I'm starting my day off in prayer and meditation. Mm-hmm. Usually that's what's setting me up for my like prayer, meditation, journaling, reading. That's like what sets me up to feel the best throughout my day. Mm-hmm. Right. But I had stopped doing that for a minute and I started feeling like shit. So I did start with the timer though. So I did start just so that way it's a way to start getting back into the flow of things and start building those habits up again. Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know what? 5 minutes. I can do 5 minutes. Right. And I would even, I would set the timer for 5 minutes. But what happened is because now I'm starting to make that habit a reality. The 5 minute timer went off the other day and I was like, well, that what? Hold on. I wasn't done.
I'm not even right? getting into it, but I started out the same way.
Right. So I don't want to discourage anyone from like starting with a timer if you need to. But yes, eventually what we're hoping for is to get to that point like you were talking about. It's like, dude, let's just fucking go, man. Like, let's fucking dive deep. Let's get some meditation in and let's really start exploring some stuff, because I always consider it as a great way to clear the clutter, right? Get rid of the junk. Kind of start deciphering like genuine emotions, because it's so weird, bro. Like there's so many times where I will be meditating and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, well that's pretty clear on how I feel about this actually right mm-hmm. now. And then to take it a step further to journal on that, right? It's just for whatever reason, I don't feel, it's tougher for me to lie to the piece of paper. It just is, right? But to go through all that, man, like I just kind of lost my train of thought, but I just, whatever, the fucking timer thing. But yes, I agree with you. Eventually getting to that point where you're just like diving deep and I have no idea how long I meditated for.
Mm-hmm. And coming out like, or in it, there's this complete bliss of like nothingness. Like literally feeling that sense of like
just still nothing.
Stillness. Bro, it's like fucking awesome, dude. When you that can is. Get there.
I know. Trust me.
It's like amazing.
Trust me, dog.
Yeah. I'm a meditation expert, dog.
When you get as good as meditation. I'm a meditation.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, you trust me. No. I'm getting real tired of you saying you know more about God and meditation than
Dylan. Dylan. Listen, I call just, Dylan like, well, it looks like God's doing this, and that on your life, Goomer. Shut up, Dylan.
Don't tell me what God's doing in my life.
Oh, fuck you for encouraging
me. No, I'm just kidding, man.
Oh, because you understand him?
Yeah, I got an in, bro.
Yeah, shit. It,
fuck,
dude.
Bro, I can go on and on meditation,
me
bro.
Too, bro. Recently, I got, like, it really... Remember I was talking about, like, going... to like spend time with the monks, right, and meditate.
Yeah.
And like people think say that's crazy, but it's not. Like another guy's like, dude, do it, man, like because they got something figured out, bro. Like their spirituality.
Have you spoken with your sponsor about this?
Yeah, fuck him. No, what about all your responsibilities? I said, well,
fuck those responsibilities. Yeah.
God,
how about your family and your friends and everything else?
I'm the only one out here.
as soon as they get on my level of meditation, then they
then they'll understand.
Trust me.
But like diving in deeper into that, like one of the people that I look up to and giving me like a lot of visions and breakthroughs throughout meditation, listening to their story, it's like inspired me to do more, because like they talk about their experience and, yeah. and I haven't experienced this shit yet, but like this stuff sounds exciting to me. Like I talked about that one guy, he does the 10-day silent meditation, 10 days no speaking, no writing, no reading.
That's gnarly.
No nothing, no eye contact with anyone there. And then you go through the meditations.
Sounds like quarantine.
So you go through the meditations all day and they're guided through like a shaman or a teacher. And like he talks about his experience of like these fucking massive breakthroughs that you have, because you can't look at anyone in the eye, because like we can speak through body language to people. And like it's just, I don't know, man, hearing him talk about it. And then his friend, I just listened to a podcast about this. He went through a 7-day complete absolute darkness meditation.
Like no light?
No, absolutely no light for 7 days. And you were just there with yourself and your thoughts for 7 days with nothing.
Sounds amazing.
Is it? And is that healthy for an addict?
It is.
He, see. Okay, no.
But like,
no, go ahead.
Go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, let Donnie finish.
Anytime in my life before, this never would have even sounded
intriguing,
appealing or intriguing or exciting to me at all. But like, for some reason, I want to improve my conscious contact with my innermost self, because I think that is more like
meditation, like the way he talks about it, and the same breakthroughs that I've had with actual like loving yourself. I've had breakthroughs of that, and like the love that I've searched for or wanted from certain people in my life that I didn't get. And I was just like, I was able to walk through those situations. And like when I didn't get that, and like tell myself literally like, yo, I love you, bro. You're good.
Yeah.
Like as a child, bro, like I've taken some of those coaching calls and meditations, like took me back to my innermost child when I was a kid. And that was all through meditation. And it was like all multiple fucking breakthroughs with journaling involved in it.
Totally.
And like that stuff is deep as hell. And that's what this guy talks about. Is like he almost gave up at day 5 or day 4.5, something like that. And like they had a safety bell like that he had to hit to like get out. And he had to navigate through this room. They would slide him food in, slide him food out. Like it's crazy shit. But he hit the bell because he was like, oh, I got what I needed out of this. I'm good on day 4. And the lady,
he sounds like he's like going through withdrawals. Hey guys, I'm good now.
Yeah, he's like, I got what I needed out of this. I'm out, right?
Had the breakthrough. Let's go. God's real. Yeah, let's go.
And the lady like comes to the door and or whatever, and it's like, you know, what's up? Are you okay? And he's like, I'm done. You know, I got what I needed out of this. And she was like, no. And he said she was like real calm and like trained for this. And she was like, no, I think you should wait till tomorrow. You know, give it one more day. And he was like, after that next day is like, he would have these massive fucking breakdowns of like just bawling his fucking eyes out crying because like all this garbage that was down so deep in him was able to come to the surface because all that stimulation from the world and society was all gone now. Mm. So his actual vision of like what was internally inside of him wasn't blurred or fogged anymore from all the external stuff.
Mm.
He was able to look deep, deep, deep within himself. And that's what I found through meditation.
Sounds like rehab.
I don't know, man. Like, that stuff sounds exciting to me, dude.
It does. The breakthroughs. Absolutely, man.
Jordan, what were you going to say?
Sorry, Jordan.
You got that face on, bro. Like, you're like, you guys just are bullish not having shit. It
this episode. I'm just here to listen. I don't want to discourage anybody else.
No, but you're getting something. Hear.
Oh, what's your experience, bro?
Bullshit?
No, not... Well, that... extreme stuff, yeah, that sounds a little like bullshit, but
pops his collar like, hey, drop the shit on you guys real quick.
I don't get out of meditation what you guys do. And I meditate a lot, and I try and I work, but I just like, it's like, I don't know, I think it's because I'm constantly, and this is, I'm not trying to say I'm constantly in a state of meditation, but I'm constantly doing like what you guys say you're doing when you're meditating. That's how my brain is constantly working. I'm finding thoughts and rationalizing and doing different things. And I'm like in my head, but I'm trying to pick things apart and different things like that. So the point where I get to where I go meditate, it doesn't feel any different to me. I never feel lighter coming out of it. I never feel like I've had an epiphany. I never feel like this and that, you know. It's just, you know, maybe I feel a little more relaxed because I'm sitting there in a warm room with my eyes closed, but I don't know, it's just like I've been staying quiet because I don't want to be Mr. Debbie Downer. I want you guys to be able to talk because it's I'm interested listening to you guys, but like it's just I haven't, like, I don't buy it.
Meditation in general, just period. What is your process for meditating? Like what is your setup? What do you do? Do you go to?
I've done guided meditations. Well, I've done timed meditations. I've done listening to music meditations. Yeah. Those ones are the best. But I have like some nice music going. You know, usually sit in my room when it's dark, or maybe put on some mood lighting. 10 minutes, but nothing. I've never really done anything more than 10 minutes because I don't know. I just can't.
Okay.
Mm.
I don't know, but I'm not like, I'm not against it or anything, or I don't think it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's just, I haven't experienced that. So I can't sit and say that this works and this doesn't work because I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's important to bring up too, though. Cause you know, if someone's out there listening to this, you know, I'm like, oh man, it's all full of shit. I'm the only one who can't meditate. I'm the only one, yada, yada, yada. Like, I think it's important, that relatability factor too. So one of the things that I do, because for me, at least, the difficulty in meditation for me initially was there was so much going on. Because the same thing, dude, my mind's firing all fucking days, firing in all cylinders all day, right? And there's times where I'm just like, man, I want this motherfucker to stop. I want it to stop. And I remember why I did so many fucking drugs, right? Because yeah. I'm like, man, I just want this thing to fucking stop. And the initial few minutes, you know, that initial 5 to 10 minute mark was really fucking hard to get through because I couldn't get anything productive done. I felt like because it was so jam packed with shit, for me. And it's just all over the place. And now I'm just overwhelmed in my own head, right? Like now I'm just like stuck in my own thoughts. I'm like, man, this ain't fucking working, whatever it may be. And it wasn't until I made like this conscious effort. And I'm not disagreeing with you, agreeing with you, whatever it is.
I didn't really say anything.
Well, I'm saying as far as what once I got through that and kind of like the practice aspect of it too, right? The practice, once I was able to start getting through those things, and a big thing that helped me out was guided meditation, because something you were talking about earlier, Goomer, was your thoughts and how you like hang on to your thoughts, right? And whatever, they take you to a relapse or whatever you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It was on fucking the Headspace thing on Netflix. It kind of helped me out with like all the thoughts. It said like, imagine you're on the side of the road and these thoughts are just cars just passing by. So like you're just letting your thought, you're not trying to control or dominate anything. You're just literally just letting your thoughts flow by, mm-hmm. you know? And if you're feeling that bit of anxiety, like explore it, like explore that anxiety. What is this anxiety about? Like almost like embrace it instead of like trying to shun it type deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Control.
Yeah. And that was one of the things that really helped me calm down. And eventually, it's kind of like moving a home, right? That first day of moving, it's like, oh my God, can you believe how much shit we have?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened, right? Uh-huh. But by the end of it, it's like, all right, cool. No, we're getting somewhere. And that's kind of how it was for me, like clearing the clutter out of my mind.
Mm.
You know, and one of the questions here is like, if I have been meditating consistently for some time, in what ways have I seen changes in myself or in my life as a result of meditating?
Hmm.
You just said it.
Yeah.
My impulsiveness and my ability to respond to situations, to people, to places, to love myself like more. Dude, that's deep, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time? Like, I don't know, man.
We got two leaving now.
Hit your knees and like literally thank God for you, like for you.
Yeah.
Like, and say, yo, I love you. Like, when's the last time? Like,
I told myself I love me.
Yeah. Like and genuinely like, yo, I love you. Like that's deep, man.
That is.
And like to do a meditation, like around loving yourself, self love, dude.
I need to start doing that, man. I don't love myself right now.
That's the most, like, listening to these, I don't know, people talk about, it's really brought it to my attention. That's like the most powerful thing that we have. And I think that's what I've learned through meditation more, is like God's love for me and allowed me to see that in other people too.
Yeah. And how many times, it's a classic story, right? Like of the man seeking adventure or mm-hmm. whatever it is, or like seeking validation, looking for whatever it is, but like the answer's always from within, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's like a classic story, that's a classic tale that's been told so many times, yet I'm still like, fuck, I'm still searching, guys, you know? Instead of like you mentioned earlier, like getting, like improving that conscious contact with my innermost self as well.
Deep,
right?
Deep,
like I do, before I start my meditation, I ask God to speak through me, I ask God to guide me to like whatever it is that I need, right? Because I'm trying to remove myself from the equation the best way that I can, as much as I can, right? And I'm asking for his guidance on whatever it is that I need to go through. But inevitably, man, like not only do I, you know, at times, you know, become more aware of or just improve that conscious contact with God, but I also start getting more accepting of myself from within, because I'm diving into these areas of my life that maybe I've neglected. Maybe I didn't spend as much time on as I thought I did initially, right? Or maybe new areas are popping up, like we talked about last episode with the social anxiety. That's something that I plan on meditating and journaling on a lot.
How do you do that? What does that mean, like meditate and journal on it?
So
what is the process of that?
First thing I'm going to do is I'm legitimately going to get into prayer first and just ask him, like, hey, man, this is what I'm looking at right now. Can you guide me? Whatever it is, show me what it is that you need to show me. And then I try to make an effort to focus my meditation on those areas. So what I was doing this morning when I was meditating on it is every time my thoughts would start carrying me something else and random thoughts would start coming back, I'd consciously put myself back into that party. I'd put myself back into the middle of that crowd, right? So I'd kind of keep going back and forth on it, right? And then once I have, you know, I meditate for however long, I kind of journal on just what was brought up. And that kind of starts either validating or invalidating maybe certain thoughts or emotions or feelings that I had throughout that meditation process. And again, it's not just a one size fits all thing. It's not a one time deal. This is something that I do have to practice on. And as I get more specific with the topic, it's something that I have to stay dedicated on.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense the way I said that?
No, yeah, perfect. It does.
It's a good exercise.
It is, bro. I'm the same. I'll pray, right? And then my journaling, though, is usually based around a certain thing, right? Like you said, your social anxiety or like a fear, a certain fear that you have, like going 7 levels deep on whatever it is with questions.
Yeah.
Asking yourself, like, why do I have this? In your mind, our mind is right. Like you said, you wanted to shut your mind off.
Yeah.
Because it just fucking wants to think.
This is a great way to slow it down.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm trying to tell my mind to quit thinking, right? It's like telling my heart to quit beating.
Right.
It doesn't work. It's meant to think. And then it's also a problem. It's also a problem solver.
That's true.
It's also like when I ask it a question, it's going to come up with an answer.
Right.
And sometimes it's, you know, subconscious, like, and maybe my answer doesn't come right away, but most times it will, especially if you're like really focused on this certain topic or area. Ask yourself one question, you answer it, and you come up with another question about that, and then another question about the answer to that. And you just keep going deeper and deeper. And almost every time that I've done this, I've come to the root problem of whatever this anxiety is I have, this fear I have, insecurity I have. It all comes down to an event or a situation that happened that burned in my mind this thing.
Yeah.
And then through meditation and a visualization, I'm able to go back to that event and like use my vivid imagination to bring myself back into it and either recreate it or like tell myself, hey, it's okay. Like you're good. You can move on from this now.
Dude, that's like trauma healing shit.
Yeah.
And you can heal yourself from trauma almost by just journaling and meditating. And that's what, because a lot of the mindset, like through the business thing that I've done, is a lot of our limiting beliefs and stuff are all placed on ourselves from past experiences.
Yeah.
So until we unlock all those and have the breakthroughs and allow yourself to smash all the limiting beliefs and the different things that have been programmed, like until you do that, you can't have massive breakthroughs in any area of your life.
Yeah.
Your mind, body, spirit, and then business. Like all the other three have to be good before you can actually be extremely successful in business and relationships with others and yourself.
Yeah.
More importantly than anything.
No, I totally agree. And I think that's why. So go ahead.
Is this like, just out of curiosity, I'm asking like as a friend, you know. No, I am. Because this is about myself.
Okay, yeah.
But like, so I hear what you're saying and stuff, and I've done that like through working these steps and all of that stuff. Like I found these, you know, so say it was social anxiety or say it's problems or stuff that I want to deal with and that I wanna work on and be better. I when I find the root cause of the problem, like to me, that's not helpful.
So what do you do with it once you found it?
Yeah, or like even at that, like for me, finding the problem is helpful because I can go, this is the problem and I need to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that, like going all the way back to finding the root of the problem, like that does nothing for me. Because that's, you, no matter what, it's in your past and you can't change it.
Yeah. So,
you know, and so. And I'm asking, like, that doesn't, when I hear you guys, because what you said sounds healthy, what I'm saying doesn't sound healthy. So that's why I'm asking, like, but I can't seem, like, my brain can't seem to make sense of that, going back and, because you can't go back in time. It doesn't matter.
So,
like, okay, I know what caused it, but the only thing that matters now is that I have it. So how can I fix it?
So right there, and I think, so I was reading something recently on how men in particular, maybe this is not just for men, but how so often we just want to fix it, right? Like, and I was having this conversation with Bree the other day, and I apologized to her. I was like, hey, listen, sometimes it's just really tough for me to, you know, speak with you on difficult things because I don't want to treat you as an object that needs to be fixed. Because my initial reaction to anything is, how do I fix it? How do I fix it? How do I fix it? Some things are none of my fucking business to fix. And this is like...
Especially people.
Yeah. And so I was having a conversation with somebody one time about some childhood trauma, right? And this person said, through some deep breathing, some meditation, and some guided stuff as well with like an actual therapist, basically, he put himself back in this position to where this childhood trauma happened. And the therapist told him, now, what I want you to do is I want you to tell yourself, I got you now. We're good, like safe type deal. So it wasn't necessarily that this individual was fixing it. Mm-hmm. It was that he was going back and comforting that inner child. And sometimes my inner child just needs to be comforted. Or I just need to go back and say, you know what? That wasn't my fault. Mm-hmm. Or if that was my fault, you know what? Dylan, I forgive you.
Yeah,
I forgive you. So it's not necessarily that I'm, and I guess in the process of that, I mean, I think fixing has a broad term, right? Because I feel like if I forgave myself, I guess in a roundabout way, I fixed the issue, but not necessarily because it did happen, to your point, Jordan. I didn't actually go back in time. You know, there wasn't a psychic cat, right? But I did at least have a breakthrough, like you were talking about, Donnie, and as far as like forgiving myself or maybe coming to understand something, you know, like some shit, you know, that I came to in some deep breathing meditation that I did, where I remembered or discovered or tapped back into some sexual trauma, which I didn't fix that necessarily, but now that gives me a roadmap and an understanding of maybe why I feel the way I do about certain things. And if I have an understanding of why I feel or act a certain way about certain things or in certain situations, I now have a game plan to address these issues.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. That's
what I did the same thing. Like there was a comfort in finding out almost my why. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sound like Donnie.
Way better way of saying
it. It's like, why? Why do I do it? Like, I didn't know like certain traumas that I had until like I started writing it out in treatment. And it's like, holy shit, this happened to me. And a lot of times, like even my therapist was like, dude, if your ink stops like going on paper, if your pen stops, it's usually your brain trying to protect yourself from that problem. Like you don't want to open that door. So like I would make these breakthroughs in like finding the why, but then I got so obsessed with finding my whys, or like, why did this happen and this, and oh, like I have this certain issues that I like about myself. I would write, and it would always go down to like childhood. And then I'm just like, well, now what do I do? Like, I'm still pissed about this situation. Like, what do I do? But then like I pull back the layers, or like the spider web that trauma or that situation affected my life and how I responded. You know what I mean? Like some like going through the force, like my sponsor said, like, dude, like you, this wasn't your fault, but the way this carried on and how you reacted on it and how you treat people still probably because of this shit, that's on you. And I was like, holy shit. So like going back to like working the defects and all the shit helped me out a lot. But hearing you, Jordan, I went to a meeting in California one time, man, and the speaker was like, kept it simple. He's like, why? He's like, yeah, you might uncover all this shit through the program. Who gives a fuck? It happened. Let it fucking go. You're not gonna change it. Like if you're getting stuck there, then cool, whatever. Just keep it simple. Keep it pushing. Like you found out the shit, just fucking let it go if you're that type of person. Yeah. Like, because at that time it felt like God was speaking through him, telling me, because I was obsessed with finding all these traumas and not knowing what to do with them, knowing how it affected me and how I carried them out and what I need to work on. But I was obsessed with that situation, if that makes sense. Right.
Yeah.
So hearing him, it's like, oh, you found out why? Whoop-de-doo. All right. Let it fucking go. Move on. You're here now. You're sober. Like, you're good. Hearing that from that speaker that day, I was like, holy shit. Like, okay, I don't really, it was almost of a form of still holding on to them, even knowing them. And like working on them, like I was still holding on to them.
Yeah.
And I just read like something simple. It's like, are you really letting go of this stuff? Or are you just looking at it from a healthier perspective?
Yeah.
And that really fucked me up.
Yeah. Cause like I'll do that too. Like when I dive back in and I find the root cause of the problem, this is a character defect, but sometimes I'll dive back, find the root cause of the problem, and then just use that as my excuse to keep having this shitty behavior, you know? Ugh. Well, I act this way because this happened. I figured it out, and that's the reason I am this way.
Yeah, playing the victim
yeah.
card. Yeah, I do that shit all the fucking time too, man.
So for what I've learned through my experience is once I get to that root cause, right? The root cause of the problem, whatever it may be, my defect, my fear, my anxiety, whatever it is. I'm able to, like Dylan kind of touched on, is come out. It's like a whole nother person, right? Like I ask myself in that meditation as I'm visualizing this young Donnie, right? Or this person, like who I was at this event. I ask myself, what did this person need in this actual moment or right after it? What did they need? Did they need someone to listen to them? Did they need someone to hug them? Did they need someone to tell them, hey, you're doing good, or congratulate them, or just what did they need? And then literally saying to that person with like myself in this visualization, telling that person like, we're giving them whatever they needed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Like understanding intent and like just saying whatever comes to my mind when I ask, what did this version of myself at that moment need?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's what I've experienced.
Yeah,
no,
it's cool. Yeah, that's.
I'm curious. I stepped out, so I'm not exactly sure where we're at in the conversation.
No, same thing.
Sorry, yeah, same thing. But yeah, moving on.
No, there's really nothing to move on. We're talking meditation. I mean, yeah. So I don't know.
Abort.
Yeah. All right. Got any more questions?
Yeah, we did. I mean, I don't know. I was kind of just enjoying the conversation. I was just talking about it. This last part may need to be edited. My bad.
Nah, dude. I think it comes with practice, man. Everything we just talked about and having someone guide you through it. Like,
that's a therapist. Thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or a coach or a mentor or someone that has done this stuff.
Well, dude, I even started off just with like the Headspace app.
Yeah.
You know, like just something quick.
There's so many different ones.
Yeah. There's so many resources just to get started, man. Just to get started and just to get it rolling, you know. And one of the questions
do you guys like ASMR?
Who?
ASMR.
I don't know what that is.
Mm. Oh. That's the shit, bro.
What is it?
You get some ASMR. It's like
is that
sound? It's sounds that like make your body tingle. So it's like it can be like really high gain. Like it could be someone with an accent, but you can hear like the one that always gets me is when you hear the spit between the lips. Like when they're talking, you can hear like.
Well, what does that do for you?
It's ASMR. It's like
this is sounding sexual.
Gets the blood flowing.
Masturbation is meditation.
The only sound you remember.
Like, I know that one. That one fucking gets like. Yeah, but there's all kinds of cracking sounds and different things that like really get your like they're supposed to be like triggering to make that chill feeling run down your spine.
This is kind of like watching like. What is it like the Relax app or something like that when they're like cutting styrofoam or something like that?
Cutting styrofoam.
I don't know what it is, bro. All I know is every time I see it, like
sounds nothing relaxing.
I just got the chills because
or not styrofoam.
I imagine nails foam. On a chalkboard.
Yeah, so that didn't sound very good. Styrofoam.
Here we go. Coined in 2010, ASMR, autonomous sensory meridian response, is relaxing, often sedative sensation that begins on the scalp and moves down the body, also known as a brain massage. It's triggered by placid sights and sounds such as whispers, accents, and crackles.
Now I'm interested in it.
Yeah. Check it out.
Now
YouTube
I'm more into
it. It works.
It's good. It's good. I like it ASMR.
For sure, man. So I feel like we can start wrapping our conversation up here. But does anyone have anything else before we start wrapping it up?
So apparently we only meditate.
What do you mean we only meditate?
He said nothing about prayer.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's not true.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Nah, dude.
I always start my meditations and ask God to guide it. Too,
I take
to
some praise in before I meditate.
I praise in and I praise out.
Yeah. I don't mean to like sound this like as an attack or anything. Do you have like a daily prayer or meditation routine?
No.
No. Okay. I was just genuinely curious because like I said, until I had a break, it took me a minute, bro. Like it really took me a minute. So anyone out there like struggling with this, like I think that's so common. I think it's a really common thing because it took me a minute before I could consistently do it and like make it a daily habit and then start reaping any benefits from it too, I guess. So I enjoy it now.
I think for anyone listening to either read or look up the 11-step prayer
And, that's the shit.
And literally start your day with that and like consciously remind yourself of like what the 11th step is.
Did we do an episode starting with that one time?
Yeah.
I think we did.
11th step prayer?
Yeah.
Might be worth reading off real quick too, though.
You got it, bro? I mean, I don't.
It's Boomer's phone, ain't it?
No. Not
like 2 years ago.
Maybe you should put that back.
Think about it. You should kiss my ass.
I can do it. Let me do it.
All right.
I want to do it.
Masturbation is meditation.
No conscious contact.
And manifestation.
It's so funny. That's what the only sound.
It's like when someone's talking, you can hear that like.
But that like relaxes you.
Yeah, bro.
Like
the fuck?
I'm usually being relaxed when I hear that noise.
Comes with extreme stimulation and then relaxation.
Shot of relax out.
Wow.
All right.
My bad. Bringing it back. Reeling it in.
I finally say something that works for me and everyone just shits on me. Thanks, guys.
New meditation didn't work.
hit us with the 11 step prayer.
All right. The 11 step prayer. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace. That where there is hatred, I may bring love. That where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness. That where there is discord, I may bring harmony. That where there is error, I may bring truth. That where there is doubt, I may bring faith. And where there is despair, I may bring hope. And where there are shadows, I may bring light. And that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather than... Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one awakens to eternal life. Mm. Amen.
So fucking good.
Mm.
I'm not even a
savage.
Having said that, because we can't say it any better. Jordan, what time is it?
We now calmly would like you to tune in to this week's episode of Not So Anonymous's Daily Donnie.
We guide me through meditation.
Yeah, for real, bro. I think I know that spit thing you're talking about. Kind of relaxed in my genital.
Meditation is like giving a hug to ourselves, getting in touch with that awesome reality in us. While meditating, we feel a deep sense of intimacy with God, a love that is inexplicable.
I genuinely enjoyed it. That was more like a Daily Donnie, like a passage than a Daily Donnie.
It was just a short passage, bro.
Short message.
You want another one, bro? I got another one.
Let's hear the other one.
Meditation is a must before you can really love. One should be capable of being alone, utterly alone, and yet tremendously blissful. Then you can love.
That was just as long. All right, you got another one?
Yeah, I got another one. I got another one. It's three, dude. Three today, bro. You ready? The goal of meditation isn't to control your thoughts. It's to stop letting them control you.
Boom! That's a daily
hell yeah.
All right. Appreciate the conversation, fellas. Goomer, Jordan, Donnie.
Goomer.
Thank you, guys. Fuck. I can't even say it anymore, bro. Thank you guys so much for keeping me clean today. Everybody out there, thank you so much for being a part of my recovery. Please like the show, subscribe to the show, leave a comment, review, all that good stuff. Reach out if you need to. We love you, and we thank you so much for listening.